And we're back with the next episode of the Clout Culture Podcast, episode number 2. Now, I'm gonna start pushing these episodes out a lot more frequently, but they're also gonna be a lot shorter. I'm also changing up the formatting. If you want to follow the podcast, all you need to do is follow the Clout Culture Radio playlist on your favorite platform. Any platform that has playlists will also have the Clout Culture Radio playlists where you can listen to our podcasts plus the songs that we mention on the podcast. So without further ado, let's jump right into the music. Local legend Joseph Bills just dropped a provocative single titled Everything featuring V the Ruler. I listened to it, I banged my head, I broke some shit, I punched some drywall. This shit was hard. I'm a metalhead who also likes rap, and yeah, I was moshing to this shit. Definitely worth checking out. It will be on rotation on the featured Clout Culture Radio playlist. You're on it right now, so I made that easy for you. Just stay tuned. Foreign Dutch just dropped a banging new single titled Bakery. That's out now on SoundCloud and all platforms. He also dropped a music video for No Jumper with Billionaire Black. I was on set for that. Music video, and it was like being at a show. I did not feel like I was at a music video shoot. There was cars doing donuts, multiple cameras, tons of people, loud music, drinks, weed. It was like a whole block party, but they happened to be doing a music video. It was lit. Shout outs to Foreign Dutch for inviting me out to that. I really appreciate it. It was a good time. You can check out the music video for No Jumper on YouTube. They're doing construction outside right now, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be able to hear it. I apologize, but I'm not going to stop. The homie Bakri out of Southern Texas just dropped a music video titled Fuck the Hate. That's spelled with a X instead of a U on the fuck. Bakri's a trap metal artist. He's a pretty cool cat, and he's real as fuck. If there was ever a personification of the underground, it would definitely be this guy. So definitely check that out on YouTube. We also featured that music video on my other project, Trap Metal Arsenal. You can check that out on Instagram. We recently interviewed an artist named Imani B out of Florida who's going viral on TikTok. And he just dropped a new song titled GMA space D. I'm not sure what that means, but Imani B is definitely one of my new favorite artists, and I'm sure it's fire, just like everything else he drops. So check that out with me. I'm going to include that on the featured Clout Culture Radio playlist. You're already on it. Just stay tuned. Cap G. Cap G is a artist I recently discovered who's making waves in the industry. He just dropped a single titled Uno, Dos, Tres. I haven't checked it out yet, but everything else he drops is fire, so I'm sure it's clean. Check it out with me. I'm adding it to the playlist. Res Coast Grizz. Res Coast Grizz is one of my favorite emo pop artists. He recently dropped an album titled Gallery. I'm gonna take my three favorite songs from Gallery and throw them in the featured Clout Culture Radio playlist. You're already on it. Just stay tuned. Mikey Rotten just dropped a filthy EP titled Rigged. I'm gonna take my favorite songs from Rigged and include them on the featured playlist. Stay tuned. Clout Culture affiliated artist Open Mind just dropped a collab with Corey S. This is a solid release. It gets 5 out of 5 stars from me. The album's titled Field of Paradise, and it's out now on SoundCloud and all streaming platforms. I'll take my favorite tracks and include them on the featured Clout Culture Radio playlist. You're already on it. Just stay tuned. And now time for some shameless self-promotion. I just dropped 2 singles. The first single is titled Hometown Hatred, and it's a collab with AMG and Addictive Music Group. You can check that out on Lil Seltra on any streaming platform. The second single I dropped is titled Killswitch Engaged, and it features Vokills from American Idol. You can find that song by looking up Deadly, all caps, on your favorite streaming platform. I apologize for having so many different projects, but I'm not a basic bitch. I might have multiple personality disorder, and labels really hate a multi-genre man, so I just had to break myself down for them. That concludes the Clout Culture Artists on the Rise. I just named it that just now. But that concludes Artists on the Rise. Moving on to the news. I don't know, that doesn't make sense. I need to name it like the Artists on the Rise Minute. Clout Culture Radio, something like that, something official. We'll figure it out. It's a learning experience. There's still construction outside, goddammit. Moving on to the news. 10 people have been confirmed to have died at the Astro World tragedy. I'm not gonna talk on it too much. People are taking this a little too far. And the situation is getting a lot more complex than it needs to be. But my condolences go out to the victims and their families. And I'm not just speaking about the victims as in people who died. I'm talking about the people who are leaving that situation with PTSD and possibly loss of hope for humanity. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. The baby posted to his Instagram a screen cap of his Spotify artist rap, and it just says "my canceled ass" with the screen cap of his 2 billion streams. I gotta love it. Oh Jesus, my bad. 2.9 billion streams. That's 126.9 million hours, 145.9 million listeners in 178 countries. Pretty fucking lit. He's so fucking canceled. That's crazy. That's crazy how getting canceled does the opposite. Nothing is what it seems. Drake has been crowned the biggest rapper of 2021 by Spotify. In this world, facts are subjective. It's okay. It's okay. No comment. Moving on. I hear my baby crying, so I am gonna cut this episode off at 6 minutes and 50 seconds. Thank you for your time. Stay tuned. The following tracks were mentioned on this podcast episode, and the next podcast episode will be hitting faster than you realize. And now for some curated music on Clout Culture Radio.